It's an art history class, and their project was basically curating a show. And so they got together and did that. And from what the folks at the Art League say, it was really interesting, surprising results. They kind of used the Art League's home base at the Loudon House as an inspiration. And for folks who haven't seen the Loudon House, it's kind of very castle-like. It has these points and structure to it, like really huge doors and sort of towering structures that look very castle-like. And so they went with a very storybook kind of exhibit, with interesting characters and ideas. So it should be a very different kind of show from some very new perspectives, when we're talking about art students putting together a show.
A little bit of uproar this week at the in the arts community at the University of Kentucky. The director of the art museum at UK resigned this week, and essentially she had problems with the university's management of that facility.
Right. Kathy Walsh Piper announced her resignation this week. And to be clear, she did say she is 65 years old and she wanted to retire. She has other things that she wants to do and, wanted to get out of the day-to-day work grind. But in retiring, she did have some very, for what we normally hear from folks retiring, it was some strong words about the university and the community's role with the museum. It is a museum that is kind of hidden away to an extent. It is in the northwest corner of the Singletary Center for the Arts. And as she says, even people who are in the building sometimes have trouble finding it. It's a nice museum. They have some terrific holdings and great shows, but it's always had kind of a low profile because of its location. And over the years, they've been looking for ways that they could move it or expand it to kind of expand its reach in the community, but thus far that has not happened. So she said in departing, she really wants a message to be out there that the next director has a job to do in terms of taking it forward and trying to make that happen in terms of finding a new building.
Also, some discord at the Lexington Philharmonic. Contract negotiations are underway between the Lex Phil and its musicians. And like other major orchestras in this country, they're having a hard time finding an agreement.
Right. I think a big difference here, at the moment at least, it seems, is a lot of those disputes, like with the Louisville Orchestra, have been over money and basically getting musicians compensation that will allow them to have a living wage. Here, it doesn't seem to be so much about money at this moment, and I think a big part of that is that no musician in the Philharmonic makes their full-time living from being a musician in the Philharmonic. So the dispute seems to be over some other issues, like a no-compete clause that the Philharmonic wants to introduce that the musicians feel would really limit their other opportunities in town, and a peer review process that has been in place for years that the management wants to modify and that the musicians insist needs to be kept for their own protection. So there are some issues out there that they are currently trying to work through, and we'll see how it goes. Their next round of negotiations is supposed to be next month. There are some issues as to whether that's going to happen or not. But, right now, everybody seems to want to keep the organization going, and nobody's talking work stoppage or anything like that. But it is a bit more public than contract negotiations have been in the past.
And there's proof of that, of course, this weekend. The Lexington Philharmonic is on stage under guest conductor Chelsea Tipton.
This is, kind of a thing that a lot of orchestras do, and obviously Scott Terrell wants to do it too, of bringing in a different conductor to pair the orchestra with, another director and kind of see how they work under him and give them an opportunity to work with someone different. It's an interesting program. It pairs very European works by Handel and Bach with some very South American works by Villa-Lobos and Gita Stera. And I've had a Spotify playlist together of the concert and have been playing it over and over again. And it's kind of a real interesting contrast, but sounds like it'll be a really enjoyable night of music.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.